Yeah, in a different place. You know, we actually even went back and looked at a little bit of the film from last year, and it's funny to look back and watch and kind of, you know, compare where we are, because it isn't very close and just gone in, you know, some different directions. So, great to be back out here. It's a great setup here. You know, you get that time off and you start getting that itch to come back and be around the guys. You know, so first day today, kind of, you know, getting back into the rhythm of things and really, you know, kind of get after it tomorrow. So
it sounds like finishing has been a theme for this team. Andy Reid talked about it. Derek Johnson talked about it. How can you really work on something that it seems it's kind of like an intangible thing?
Yes and no. I think you can practice a lot of that stuff. We can practice. We can simulate a lot of situations. You know, I think when you look at last year, you know, the games that we did lose, there were a lot of them that we had a chance to down, and you know, whether we were coming from behind or had a lead, a chance to finish, and didn't do that. So certainly I think, and this is the time, you can create a lot of different scenarios out here, the time to get competitive offense versus defense. You know, we can do, you know, we can do 2 minute, we can do, you know, 4 minute both ways, and I'm sure we will. We did it all, you know, all last year, and I'm sure it'll be done all this year, and working on finishing. So
Jamal got his. Are you any closer to getting yours now?
You know, happy for Jamal. I mean, the guy's I'm one of the most special players in the league, and you know, deserved it, and it was glad to see that get done. For me, I mean, you guys know how I feel about this. This is no longer the time to be talking and speculating, and certainly the people talking, my agent in the front office, I've told them the same thing, that you know, when something gets finalized, come let me know. Until then, don't bother me, and that's the way I want it.
So they're still talking. They're not cutting off talks because the season starts.
Once again, yeah, I wouldn't even know. They're, like I said, you know, they can talk to me if something happens. If not, I got a year left, and I'm planning on playing, and it doesn't change anything either way for me. You know, I got some football ahead of me, and focused on that and trying to get ready for the Titans. So that's just the way I feel about things, and that's the way it needs to be done. We're in camp now. You know, there's no more time to be bothered about, you know, by distractions like that. So,
Alex, how can you guys get better offensively and take that next step to really push it even further this year?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you can even name it one facet or one thing as an offense. I mean, really, you're trying to get better at everything. You're trying to refine everything. You know, certainly, yeah, you look at some weaknesses and you're trying to improve on those, but just the same, your strengths, you're fine-tuning as well. As a team, I certainly think that finish that we talk about is an area of focus, and offense, we are part of that on both ends. You know, when we have a lead, it's about holding onto the football and making first downs and finishing out a game. When we don't, you know, when we're in a two-minute situation, it's about finding a way to get first downs and get points. You know, and those are two great examples and scenarios that we'll get a lot of practice at this coming month.
Alex, the way you finished the season with the passing game, what's your experience been?
I think so. You know, it's certainly the plan. You know, I think you take a look at it, a lot of those pieces are, I think all of them, back in place, you know, and even getting some help. So certainly, I mean, that's the goal, and that's what we worked towards all offseason. Felt like we did that during OTAs and minicamp, and, you know, now to bring it back out here and with the pads on and all 11 guys. So.
How long did it take to get accustomed to some of the new pieces on your offensive line? Usually last year line came together, you came together.
Yeah, it's a constant. You know, it'll be faster, I think, in the sense that, you know, for a lot of guys, been in it a year. You know, there are some new guys that this is their first go-around in camp with us. But I think it'll be easier because you have those guys next to them that have played and be able to help them out, myself included, you know, that be able to be up there and help communicate. So it's constantly a work in practice. It work in progress. It never ends. I mean, you could be in December and January, and with those five guys, it's always ongoing.
Right. I feel like you were pushing the ball down the field a little bit more. Is that something?
When's that?
Today in practice.
Oh, today.
11-on-11.
Yeah.
Is that something that you want to incorporate a little bit more this season?
You know, I mean, even during OTAs, I felt like we did a great job of really spreading the ball around and spreading the field with spacing and vertical as well as horizontal. And that's always the goal. I think that's always the measure of a good passing team. That you really can't be constricted. You know, you can't throw the ball vertical. You can throw the ball underneath. You can spread teams out how you want to. I certainly think that's a good sign of a good passing team. And, you know, that's the goals we're going at. So certainly that is part of the focus.
Alex,